I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. This is Wednesday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. Good to be with you in Daniel chapter 11, specifically at verse 5. And so here's where we are. The angel has come to Daniel in response to his prayer and in response to his fasting, having told him of the 490 years after the people are restored to Jerusalem until the coming of the Messiah. He's now giving the background, and this angel who has been at work in Persia from Darius is now telling him what's going to happen. He says three more great kings are going to come up in Persia. That's a historical fact. A fourth who is greater and richer, that was Xerxes, who is going to bring war against Greece. He is going to be defeated, as was a fact, at the Battle of Salamis. And then a great empire will be launched under Alexander the Great. It will be rapid, expansive, and powerful, but will come to a soon end with his early death. It will then scatter to four winds. That is, it will be divided into four empires of varying degrees of effectiveness, but not to the significance that had been in the days of Alexander the Great. Well, what will happen to those four empires? Well, that's where we pick up in verse 5. Then the king of the south, that would be the Ptolemaic Empire, that comes from Alexander the Great. The king of the south shall be strong, but one of his princes shall be stronger than he, and shall rule, and his authority shall be a great authority. So in other words, the Ptolemaic Empire will begin, but there will be a usurper who will take over this Ptolemaic Empire with great power. And then after some years, they shall make an alliance, and the daughter of the king of the south shall come to the king of the north, in order to make an agreement. That'll be the Seleucid Empire. And so the Ptolemaic and the Seleucid Empire are going to have an alliance through marriage. And of course, this is borne out in the days that will lead to what's called the reign of the Antiochus Epiphanes. That is Antiochus the first, second, third, and then the great desolator, Antiochus the fourth. And she shall not retain the strength of her arm, and his arm shall not endure, but she shall be given up, and her attendants, he who fathered her, and he who supported her in those times. In other words, all of this is not going to succeed. And in verse 7, we have the rising of Antiochus. And from a branch, from her roots, one shall arise in his place. He shall come against the army and enter the fortress of the king of the north, and he shall deal with them and shall prevail. He shall also carry off to Egypt their goods and their metal images and their precious vessels of silver and gold. And for some years he shall refrain from attacking the king of the north. Then the latter shall come into the realm of the king of the south, but shall return to his own land. And then her son shall wage war and assemble a multitude of great forces, which shall keep coming and overflow and pass through, and again shall carry the war as far as his fortress. Then the king of the south, moved with rage, shall come out and fight against the king of the north, and he shall raise a great multitude, for it shall be given into his hands. And when the multitude is taken away, his heart shall be exalted, and he shall cast down tens of thousands, but he shall not prevail. Then the king of the north shall again raise a multitude greater than the first, and after some years he shall come on with a great army and abundant supplies. Well, this kingdom of north and kingdom of south is the offshoot of the Grecian Empire, and the constant battle that wages war between the Ptolemaic Empire, the Seleucid Empire, with all of its intrigue, that will ultimately lead to an abomination of desolation in Israel, because this battlefield between the two, the south in Egypt and the north up in Syria, this battlefield will be Israel itself. And that will lead to great destruction and times of trouble, as has already been prophesied. And then that sets the stage for the coming Messiah. Well, we'll pick up on this pre-written history through this prophecy tomorrow. But remember, God is sovereign. He has the heart of the kings in his hand, and he turns it wheresoever he wishes. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.